Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Well, a few more weeks and 2024 will slip into eternity. My hope and trust and prayer for you and your family is Pebbles of Truth was a support to you and your family, that it helped to make clear some of God's wonderful truths the more, and that they were used by God to allow Christ to be formed in you in 24 and even beyond. Now this week we will begin to, as I said last week, to look at the fruit of the vine. Jesus commanded us to abide in him. And as we do, we the branches, will produce fruit. And out from Christ, the vine. Now the branches, that would be us, cannot live out from ourselves. Let me say that again. Branches, us, cannot live out from ourselves. Now last week I ended our broadcast talking about how important it is for us to separate ourselves from the world and those people who call themselves Christians, but their lives reflect darkness in word and action. I'm reminded of what Socrates said, "Please talk to me so I can see who you are." Jesus said it this way in Matthew 12:33-34, talking to the religious rulers, "Either make the tree good and his fruit good," that's our choice, "or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for a tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For all of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh." In the future, my friend, relationships with people of darkness, now listen closely, will greatly affect our survival. Let me say that again. In the future, a relationship with people of darkness will greatly affect our survival. Now is the time to purpose in our heart that we will separate ourselves from people who go toward and support darkness, like abortion, homosexuality, lesbianism, sodomy, LGBTQ, transgenderism, and the like. These, my friend, are all the moral and spiritual issues of our days. Now is the time to cut ourselves out of the religious herd. Step away. Set ourselves out of the and our family away from the world. In 2 Corinthians 6:17-18, Paul says, "Wherefore, because what is going on in the world, come out from among them." Paul is talking about sinners and those who call themselves Christians. And be ye separate, saith the Lord. It's not a wish or desire of God, but it is a command. And touch not the unclean, you know, like the things of the world that 1 John 2:15 talks about. "And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty." God is watching, make no mistake, he is keeping record. In Jude 18:19, Jude writes, "How that they told you were should be mockers," double-minded people, like James talks about in 1:18, that are unstable in all of their ways, that in the last times who shall walk after their ungodly lust. Therefore, be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. It is not a lack of love or concern for the lost. Oh no, my friend, it is a lack of love and concern for the things of God that have direct bearing on our future with God. So let it be known, if I know you support an ungodly religion, an ungodly church, an ungodly organization, or an evil and ungodly political party like the Democratic Party, who shakes their fist in the face of God supporting ungodly, evil, and demonic issues, I will separate myself from you. I will shun you for righteousness' sake and the keeping of God's word. Have it be family or acquaintances or even so-called friends. God is watching. He is keeping score, my friend. Friendship with an ungodly so-called Christian is not worth my soul or Karen's. Oh no. The Bible is crystal clear on this matter. Either we have been set apart for the Master's use or we have not. Knowing the branches cannot live independent of the vine, Well, and why? Because they, the branches, that would be us, have no life in them. Likewise, the branches cannot bear fruit out of themselves. They have no life in themselves by which to produce fruit. But it is nevertheless the will of God that the branches do bear fruit. Jesus told us, yes he did, Jesus said that all the branches, that would be us, need to do this one and only thing to bear fruit, and that is abide in him by faith. Can we see how this is the basis for so much in our life and our walk with the Lord? Why, sure. It is the Christian life expressed in picture form. What we are talking about is a foundational truth. Christ is our life. Wow, Christ is our life. We have to live out from him by faith. That covers it all, my friend. Okay, now that we got that. Let us go just a little deeper in thought here. One thing for sure, now open up your spirit wide here, my friend, is the vine, Jesus, does not give the branch, us, power to bear fruit. Let me say that again. Jesus, the vine, does not give us the branches power to bear fruit. Neither does the vine give the branch power to obey God. Oh no. The vine, now listen, the vine gives himself to the branches. The vine gives itself to the branches. It is the union with Christ that imparts to us Christ himself, his resurrection life. Christ is the power of God. He is the life. He is our life. Thus, as noted, the branches, us, bear only the fruit of the vine. The fruit is of his, that's Christ's life, in and through us, the branches. The branches simply just manifest the life of the vine through the fruit that it produces. And now, of course, parallel to the experience of abiding in Christ must occur a pruning or a cutting off of that which would hinder life in Christ. Now, this is the work of the cross. The power of the natural man must be broken for there to be a progress in the bearing of the fruit of Jesus Christ. Another way to say this, that if we are to live out from Christ as our life, then we cannot be living out from ourselves. Therefore, in John 15, when Jesus talks about pruning, he is referring to a work of God. It is the work of the cross which will crucify our self-ownership, and give us the opportunity to truly abide in Christ. You know, it is possible to live out from are self-religious. Most of the church is. But if we do, then the fruit that is produced will be fruit of the religious flesh. It might look good for a time, but in the end, it is of a false vine. Remember, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of God is God. So when we talk about being conformed to, to his Christ image and Christian character, we are really talking about the fruit of the life of Christ. We are talking about the fruit of the life of Christ being worked out through us into the world. And most of the church today, millions of folks, do not reflect the fruit of the life of Christ. Most reflect the work, or, most reject the work of the cross and live out from their own self, doing what they want to do and saying what they want to say and going where they want to go. Oh, no. It takes a deep commitment and desire to open up to the work of the cross in our life. Paul knew this truth, oh, so well. And guess what? It brought him to his death. But that's okay. Jesus tells us if we lose our life for his sake, we shall surely find our life unto eternity. We will find life eternal. More next week on the fruit of the vine. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you've had a tremendous day and trusting that 2023 was a good year and you opened up your heart to the Spirit and allowed Christ to be formed in you. That's God's goal. It's not to make us rich and famous and religious and all that. God's goal is to form his Son in us, Christ in you. hope of glory. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.